everybody out there, it's Rob.
And it is not Matt.
Not Matt. In fact, who's with us again?
I am Christine, and I am here again.
That's right, because Chris is here. You know it's a special edition of Mind the Gap.
Very special.
What kind of special are we looking at, Chris?
We are having an empowerment special.
That's right, folks. It's Mind the Empowerment, because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And we hope you like this episode. So sit back, let the boss carry you in, because we got a hell of a little show for you. All right, here we go. When they let me in, I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims and strap your hands across my.
Special episode, as previously mentioned, all about empowerment. Robert and I are going to go each through six of our fave empowerment tracks, and I'm pretty excited about it.
That's right, folks. Don't tell the copyright monitors out there. We'll be playing the whole tracks today. We're going to give them all the music that they love. Less chatter and more of the platters that matter.
Some of you may remember that from the last one.
It's a cool phrase. I enjoyed it.
I
think I'm going to make it my own.
Catchphrase?
You know, something like that. You know what? But I know a lot of you may have been tuning in, hoping to hear Matthew once again. But I tell you, that little son of a gun, he's up there burning the midnight oil at school.
Got to graduate eventually.
He's got to graduate. He's in his fifth year up there at Central Michigan University. Christine came to town.
You can't sell dubs forever.
You can't sell those sandwiches forever. That's true. But no, Chrissy was in town. tipping back a few cocktails. We said to ourselves, you know what? We brought them down last time.
Let's bring them back up. You might be looking for a job. You might be occupying a large city. You might be going through trying to get your spirits back up after a breakup. Right. You might just be may have just run the Detroit Marathon. Who knows? You need empowerment.
You need to be empowered. And that is exactly what we are fitting to do here today for you. And I'm going to kick it off with a big empowerment track that I enjoy. I'm going to throw it at you. It's a little tune called School Spirit by Mr. Kanye West.
Nice.
Off of his debut album. So let's check that out. This is one called School Spirit off of College Dropout. Enjoy.
School Spirit, Alpha number. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma make sure these light skins again never, ever, never come back in style. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated. No, I decided I was finished. Chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit it so hot, you got tan. Back to school and I hate it there, I hate it there. Everything I want, I gotta wait a year, I wait a year. Michigan graduated at the top of our class. I went to cheesecake, he was a whip up for the waiter there. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah. I got a Jones like Nora for your Sora. Bring Mora, them girls I seen in the Aurora. Tammy, Becky, your Laura, Aura, Shirley. I'm tryna hit it early, like I'm in a hurry. See, that's that Doobie Kane, a young Pootie Tang, Chippy Tail. Rockefeller chain, yeah, that's my rapper style. Rosary piece, yeah, that's my Catholic style. Red and white ones, yeah, that's my Kappa style. And I ain't even pledged. Crack my head on the steering wheel and I ain't even dead. If I can go through all that and still be breathing, it's been over, I'm here for a reason. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Oh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Oh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. I feel some woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. A couple woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was.
Everybody, that was Mr. Kanye West, Mr. Chicago himself, with his track School Spirit off his debut album, The College Dropout. I really dig the track, you know, I really dig the swagger contained within. It empowers me, it makes me feel, you know what, I am who I am, and I'm doing it, and God damn it, I'm good at it. Big fan of the track. Chris?
One, we are all aware of your obsession with Kanye West. You often reference him and his music. Two, I understand why Kanye West would be good for empowerment video or song, because he's so egotistical that he obviously has the self-esteem to talk great about him and his abilities and to make you think that you're good enough to fulfill your prophecies and such.
Wow, there were a lot of multiple syllabic words in there. You're like a goddamn thesaurus.
Well, I don't know if they're all right because I'm on my second cocktail and apparently I'm a weakling.
Well, you had a cider in front of you, a glass of wine.
It was soda.
And a Bloody Mary. You're hitting it hard tonight. But we appreciate it. That's what this show's all about, hitting it hard. Speaking of hitting it hard, when it comes to empowerment, what are you kicking us off with?
It's ironic that you started off with school spirit, because I'm starting off with a song from my high school days, and that is Survivor and Eye of the Tiger.
You went to school in 1984.
No, I'll get to that after the song plays.
Okay, alright, well then, here is Survivor with Eye of the Tiger.
Like to let you all know that I am currently standing behind a block right now warming up for the 200 medley relay. I was a breaststroker, in case you were wondering.
Me too.
Nice.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Swimming. When I was in high school.
Never mind.
When I was in high school, all of the swimmers and I used to listen to this song. We were getting ready for the big swim meet. And to this day, I always feel far more athletic than I actually am whenever I listen to this song. I feel empowered. I'm going to swim fast.
You are.
But not really.
I don't have a pool. I mean, I appreciate that you come to visit me, and I want it to be a nice time for you. I don't have a pool, so please don't try to swim in my bathtub. It's new, and we don't really have a fan that kicks out moisture. It's not properly ventilated. Don't tell the Chicago Housing Code. No, I see what you're saying. You know what? There's nothing better to psych yourself up for an athletic event than a little Survivor Eye of the Tiger. Have you ever seen a Rocky?
Yes. I mean, don't you How see many? Yourself like... Not all.
Tell me the plot line of one Rocky movie.
I can tell you, he fights someone.
He does. Wow.
That's he wins most really... of them. He loses some of them. No, but like, don't no, you just...
He
you...
Lose, he
yes,
lose
he loses.
Them. What are you talking
about? You know he what? You're going to get some beginning. Feedback
he never,
this.
He never loses at the end.
I said he loses some. I didn't say he loses at the end.
Okay.
But I mean, don't you just see him like running up the stairs? You know?
It's they weren't like... stairs. They were steps.
Steps are stairs.
No, stairs implies enclosed with a handrail.
You know what? I'm done with this conversation. The song pumps you up. You feel really good.
It does. Until you realize the person that recommended it to you has never seen Rocky.
I've seen. You know what? Moving on.
What one?
I don't even remember. It's
been
so long.
Was Mr. T in it?
Yeah. Well, and some, I've seen more than one.
I don't think you have.
Okay, moving
saying.
On.
We're going to move Keep on. And you know what? You pump it up. For me, for an uplifting tune, an empowerment tune, I like to break it down.
I don't understand this. I can't listen
I like
to
start
those types
down.
Of tunes. No, it doesn't work.
No, I need it to meet me where I'm at and then take me where I'm going. And I'm going to kick the folks off with a little tune called Gravity's Gone by one of the finest, hardest working bands in rock and roll and country music. A little group called the Drive-By Truckers. Let's take a listen.
Gone and I'm just floating.
right, and that was the band that dropped by Truckers with their track Gravity's Gone. Christine, do you feel empowered?
I don't.
What?
I don't. I must say that the tempo didn't get me in terms of empowerment, but I tried to get it in lyrically. All I got was hand jobs, champagne, and the fact that when you hit
well,
the button,
well, that's a pick-me-up as far as I'm concerned.
And he said that you, when you hit the bottom, you'll know it, but he doesn't actually reference knowing that he hit the
bottom.
Yeah,
but sometimes...
So he's not there yet.
You
so
know
how
what?
Can you be empowered unless he's sometimes working his way up from the bottom?
See, sometimes when you're feeling pretty low, when you know that somebody else is down there with you, it's empowering.
I don't know. I think that's more just compassion.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, what do you got up next for us?
Let's I see, have a little lady called...
Lift Our Spirits.
I'm going to try. At least the ladies out there. I'm going to go with another obscure female artist, Lily Allen, with Knock 'Em Out.
All right. Here we go. This is Lily Allen with her track, Knock 'Em Out.
They just heard me say it.
Okay. Well, apparently you're not empowered enough.
That's it. Knock 'em out.
She was British?
Could you tell?
A little bit. Not gonna lie. Like a sack of biscuits, huh?
Fish and chips. No,
we
I really...
just offended our one British listener. I don't know if we've made it across the pond yet, but we're not going to
I
now.
I sincerely apologize. No, I really like it. It's more about female empowerment. Knock 'em out. I really like it. How did you like it?
You asked me to listen to a lot of crappy women.
Yeah,
the number
true.
Of times. I mean, no. In all honesty, some of the ladies you've had me listen to, they weren't bad, but I wasn't that stoked about any of them. It just seemed kind of like ho hum. That was pretty cool. That was pretty good. I might check out some more of her stuff.
That's nice.
That was pretty good. I'm glad you brought that to my attention.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Well, you know, you had a lot of problems with my last artist because you brought it down. So I'm going to kick it up. I'm going to kick up the octane with the finest name in punk rock music, my favorite punk rock band of all time, an uplifting little ditty, a track called Hooray for Me.
Excellent.
I don't think you can get any more uplifting than that. Here is the band Bad Religion with their track Hooray for Me off their album Stranger Than Fiction. Let's take a listen. Hooray for Me by the band Bad Religion off their album Stranger Than Fiction. Personal favorite band of mine, personal favorite track off one of my favorite albums of all time. Music gets me going, lyrics get me going, no better message, really, really great uplifting tune. Hope you enjoyed it. Chris, what'd you think?
You took everything I wanted to say about it. The title's great, the music's great, the lyrics are great. I think that all around it pumps you up and it
gets Yay! You going. Hooray for me.
Great job.
Thank you. That's what I took away from it.
Absolutely. Well, we agree on this one. We're not going to agree on the next one. I embarrassed myself on the last podcast, maybe with a couple tunes. I'm going to do so again. This time, double whammy.
Double whammy.
Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston.
Whoa!
From the soundtrack to The Prince of Egypt with, I don't even remember the name of the song.
The only thing, or something. The only thing I could hate more than this is a duet between Bobby Brown and Nick Cannon. Just saying.
Classic!
Just saying. Here we go. All right, here is a little duet between Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey on a song that they apparently decided that they should sing together. Let's see whether or not that was a good idea.
Good idea.
Bad idea.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to we're moving mountains long before we it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd.
Because that is my favorite spiritual tune, one of my favorite Bible stories, and I think that it really helps you connect with God, and I think that He can be one of the biggest empowerers.
It does help me because I found myself praying to God to make it stop a good 6 seconds into it.
Not cool. I think that it's undervalued. I think that, you know, the power...
I don't think it could possibly be overvalued.
Well, I think that the tune and its message can be rather effective. The power of prayer, the power of your relationship with God, and what He can do to empower
okay.
you.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. That sounds really, really great. And on that note, when I think of prayer, when I think of God...
You think of Whitney Houston.
No, I think of one man. A God-fearing Southerner.
Johnny Cash.
You're goddamn right I do. And this is a song by Johnny Cash, a little cover of a classic Soundgarden tune. This is Rusty Cage. Makes me feel like an American badass. So let's take a listen to it.
Classic.
Yeah.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to still water and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
Alright, that was the track Rusty Cage by Mr. Johnny Cash, later recorded in his career cover originally by the band Soundgarden. I don't know about you, I'm ready to take on the world. I am empowered, I am a Mighty Morphin empowered ranger after a track like that one.
Which color are you?
Definitely the Red Ranger.
I thought so. Here's my one question. Do you think that the Folsom prisoners were feeling this empowered after hearing his voice? Obviously not this song at that point in time, but, you know, I feel like he's an empowering individual.
He is, man. He is. That is, there is no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So I wanted to throw one of his tracks in there because that's exactly what he does. I feel like he stokes the coal, stokes the fire, gets it going. And, yeah, so that's just one of my personal faves because I'm a child of the grunge era. So thought the Soundgarden sound be a little fun, a little added twist to it. So that's my track. What do you got up next for us?
Well, Kanye is to Chicago as Eminem is to Detroit. So we're going to do him with Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. Okay, sounds fantastic.
Yeah. You know, technically, I'm not even really supposed to be here right now. So fuck it. Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah! Feels good! Woo! Guess I'm lucky. Some of us don't get a second chance. But I ain't blowing this one. Nah, man. Shit, I feel like I can do anything now. Who can catch lightning in the bottle? Set fire to water coming out the nozzle on the fire hose.
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man.
Smash an hourglass, grab the sand, take his hands and cuff him. Spin around to freeze the clock, take the hands of time and cuff him.
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man.
There's a storm coming that the weatherman couldn't predict. I start to bug prick, you better flee cause I get ticked.
shit. It's a wrap. I was down. When I was down, I was kicked. I got up. I'm back to punch you to the ground. You trick. It's a trap. Fuck my last CD that sits in my trash. I'll be goddamn if another rapper gets in my ass. I hit the gas and I spit every rap as if it's my last. You can die in the blink of an eye. So bat your eyelashes and keep winking and blowing kisses, cause you're flirting with death. I'm destroying your livelihood. I ain't just hurting your rap. I catch a flow and get going. The remorse I'm sowing ain't slowing for no one. Knowing there's nothing you can do about it. Zeroing on my target like a marksman. The target is you. I shut your lane down. Took your spot, parked in it too. Arsenic flow, light affluence, saliva, what can you do? Go get your crew to hype you up. Stand behind you like, woo! That boy's hot enough to mount hell. Burn Satan too. Fry his ass and put his asses back together with glue. So you can hate him, he don't blame you. Frankly, he would too. This game could ill afford to lose him. How about you? Now guess who? Here's a clue. He came to the ball and his wife Peter lost his Nike shoe. It's in your ass. He's in your ass. He's all up in your psyche too. Now, what's his name?
Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man. Taylor. Cinderella Man. Taylor.
He's the shit right now. He's
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Shady Dane. Came to wrap the game up in cellophane. Raised hell from hell he came, but didn't come to bore you with the Cinderella story. Nor did he come to do the same. Or can't afford to be a lame-o in this day and age. And at this stage of the game, mediocrity can no longer be allowed to fly. So say bye to the old, H-I to the new. Case of rock, consider it his last hurrah. To coup de grace, raise him high. Thanks for being patient, I won't make no more mistakes, shit my potatoes baked, homie, the veggies on my plate can fly. My filet is smoking weed, get back at the stakes are high. Said I ain't even supposed to be here by the grace of God. The skin on my teeth and the hair on my nuts, I skated by. Now y'all are off the ice with ankle weights, I'd hate to lie. How fucking irritated are you, how much in your face am I? And ain't shit you can do but fear it. Proof is here in spirit and I'm a spitting image, I mirror it. When I stand near it, you pussy lyric, I couldn't hear it. Who forms pyramids and rap circles around square lyricists? Who?
Hey.
Here's a clue.
Hey.
He came to the ball and his wife Peter lost his Nike shoe. It's in your ass.
Hey.
He's in your ass. He's all up in your psyche too.
Hey.
Now, what's
hey.
His name?
Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man.
Did. I love Eminem. I love his backstory. Obviously, he's a native of Detroit, where I am from. I love this album. I think it's empowering to see where he came from. His last album did not do very well. His friend passed away. He dealt with some substance abuse issues. And then this song is really talking about coming from those crappy places and really coming out of it. And I really like it. I love the tempo. It's amazing.
It's a little heavy.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. We like to keep things light.
Well, I feel like I helped.
You really love his backstory? Like, you mean you're a fan of the movie 8 Mile?
Shut up. I like Eminem. You know I met him, right?
You met him, like, when he was... Yeah, great. I think everyone in Detroit has met him or Jack White or has a friend who served him a burger once at rallies.
Yeah, but I gave him a 2-hour tour of the museum.
You want to know what he didn't care about?
Me.
Or the museum.
No, he was a chaperone on his kid's field trip. I thought it was really quite endearing.
I'm sure he's just pickled pink that you were telling this story now. Anyway, that's nice. It was a nice song. We're going to move onward. and downward. That's right, folks. Sometimes to be empowered, you really have to embrace your demons. That's what my next track is about. The greatest song about embracing demons by the greatest nerd rock band of all time. This is Weezer with their track, The Quintessential, Say It Ain't So. Let's take a listen. Tell you, when I was in middle school, you know, there was a lot of music about, you know, about some pretty heavy stuff that I was listening to with Nirvana and Pearl Jam. But, you know, when I got this Weezer disc, the lyrics are kind of simplistic, so I kind of, you know, was able to follow the narrative a little bit easier as a kid. And it was one of the most honest, straightforward things I ever listened to. And this track in particular really, really shook me. So I'm a big fan of it. It's a bit of a down downer compared to some of the other stuff we've been taking on this episode, but at the same time, he's rocking through, you know, what he's got going on, and I'm a big fan of this track, always have been, ever since I was about 13 years of age, so 17 years, and it still holds up for me in a big way, so that's why I put it in my little empowerment playlist, Chris.
I like the song. I don't really understand how it is in any way applicable to this podcast. I get that it does it for you. You're rocking through, but for me,
I don't get how
embracing the demons helps to empower you.
It's not his demons. It's confronting the things that plagued him as a kid, like saying, "Like these are the things that I grew up with."
Yeah, but I think he's just talking about them.
Well, when you start talking about them, that's how you. That's how people.
I think you're talking about it in a very therapeutic way, and I think I'm thinking about it in a very.
What do you think? He's just talking about because it's fun to talk about. Like, hey, it'd be really fun to talk about how my dad's an alcoholic. I mean, not that I'm doing it to any end, but it just seems like a fun thing to talk about.
I think that when you're trying to be empowered, you're trying to let those things go.
You're just trying to lie to yourself?
No, maybe.
Just let them go.
Because
you know what happens? They come back.
I think that when you're... Okay, fine. You win.
I win. That's one for me. I'm sure you'll get a few in later. I've been on a bad streak lately. So anyway, that's why it's in there. And yay! Okay, what do you got up next for us?
I'm completely switching the song that I was going to do next because I feel like we need a more upbeat song. So I'm going to go with Muse and the Uprising.
Muse and the Uprising, which is all about letting it go and not dealing with any of it. Empowerment, the Christine Rodemeyer way.
dedicate this song to the city of Chicago and all those fair people, including Meg Groves, occupying it. I just feel like I could see a documentary about this someday with that song in the background, like a montage of photographs from occupying Chicago and New York and all around the world. I just feel like it's appropriate.
Sure. I'm glad we could help empower the revolution with that track and spreading it out there. That's the exact kind of empowerment I get from it. So, yeah, it's a good tune.
I like it.
Wow, I don't know, not a lot to say about it. I guess the music just speaks for itself.
I guess so. I mean, it's just, I think that it was very apropos for the situation.
Imagine that. You thought that your choice was good.
I do.
Wow. Well, at least you don't self-hate. No, up next is my last selection of the evening.
Drumroll.
Yeah, and this is another song that I think I first listened to in, like, the 7th grade. So this is taking it all the way back to 1993. So I was 12, 13 years old. And it's a gem. It's off of the album Automatic for the People. It's a track by R.E.M. called Find the River. Let's take a listen. Alright, and that was the track Find the River by the band REM off their album Automatic for the People. I'm a huge fan of this song. I honestly cannot tell you the number of times where I've had a down day and I've listened to this song and it meets me where I'm at when I'm feeling down, but it brings me back up. It is a real, you know, empowering tune for me. It makes me feel like I said at the outset of the episode, that I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, that people like me. And that's what it packs in a little under 4 minute punch. So I'm glad that I could share it with you folks out there in listening land, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I get it. I have to recant my statements from earlier that sometimes...
That's right. You know,
no, I get it. A mellow song can have the same effect as one that, you know, comes with a punch.
Yeah, I can't, you know, as Matthew would say, it can't always be flowers and sausages, you know? Sometimes it's got to be clovers and burgers.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, so what is your last lecture for us this evening?
Well, having considered all that information, there's one that is definitely empowering to me, and I think it's empowering to you as well.
I'm a big fan of this last one.
And it is our family fave of Jim Croce and I Got a Name.
All right, let's take a listen.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so light won't pass. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
All right, everybody, and that was the last track that Christine selected for our special episode. A little track by Jim Croce called I Got a Name. We got a very special guest on the phone coming at you in high tech via BlackBerry pointed at a computer microphone. Matthew, are you there? Not much, man. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, it's good. You tipping back a few highlights while you're living it?
Oh, dude, we actually sprung for the good stuff. We got the Roll Rock on sale.
Ah, the old rock and roll, the rolling rock. That's nice to hear. You taking the blue pony for a ride then?
Oh, you know, I'm taking her around the bend.
All right, don't let that Bronco buck you too hard.
Do you feel empowered by the Jim Croce song, I Got a Name?
You know that we were bumping Jim Croce on vinyl all frickin' August when I was up here.
That's good to hear.
That Levi Brown is never a bad idea.
I'm a big fan of the Working on the Car Wash Blues.
I don't know. I like the one about the roller derby queen.
Yeah. Well, truth be told, folks at home, we gave Matthew no forewarning. We just called him as we hit the record button. He has no idea what we're doing here. Matt, Chris, and I, because she is in town, we just recorded a little empowerment special. You know, tunes that you listen to get through the day, to get you onto that next thing, to really psych you up. Now, we're going to give you the prime real estate here, the closing track to work us out here. Matt, what track that I have in my library, don't go too obscure, do you listen to really, really get yourself, you know, when you're having a bad day, to psych yourself up?
Finish that last paper. Deliver that last dub.
What about a little Otis, Try a Little Tenderness?
Try a Little Tenderness for Mr. Otis Redding. All right, you know what? Not one I would go with, but you can't argue with the kid. That's it. So, folks, we're gonna go out with that one. Thank you so much for tuning in. Matt, we're going to be able to put one out in, what, a couple weeks here?
I'm ready whenever you are, bud.
All right, we're going to set something up. We're calling it Mind the Candy. We've been putting it off far too long. Matt Rodemeyer, Mark Rodemeyer, Rob Rodemeyer, we're going to be discussing some of the classic albums of the last 10 years, trying to turn my old man into them. Trying to get him into some good stuff. He's going to try to convince us that Santana doesn't suck. Let me tell you right now, Matt and I have had some preliminary discussions. It doesn't look like that's happening. As always, folks, thank you for tuning in. Christine, thank you so much for helping out here. It's been a blast again.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, so please check us out on the Facebook. Like us when you're there. Follow us on the Blogspot page. All of our episodes are available totally free from iTunes. We've long foregone our clean rating there, thanks to some of our music selection and our language choice, but all entertaining nonetheless, and thanks again. Matt, you want to give him a final piece?
Just be easy and calm down.
All right, sounds good. All right, we'll check you next time. Thank you so much for listening to Mind the Gap.
Bye.
Peace.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah.
Yeah, watch the crew. You got to know what to do.